Good morning, all. Today is March 2nd. It is the day of the monthly spiritual outreach call for the American Association of the Order of Malta. This morning, we are honored and very happy to have as our speaker, Father Gerald Murray. And just for a little bit of background, Father Murray was born in Brooklyn, New York, grew up in New Rochelle, attended Regis High School and Dartmouth College. He entered St. Joseph's Seminary in Dunwoody in 1980. Ordained a priest in December of 1984. He was assigned to various parishes in the Bronx and Manhattan before attending the Gregorian Institute, Gregorian University in Rome. In 1993, he began there studying canon law and was awarded his doctorate in canon law in 1998. He briefly served as a judge on the Metropolitan Tribunal before being named pastor of St. Vincent de Paul Church on West 23rd Street in 1998. In 2012, Father Murray was named pastor of Holy Family Church, and he was made a magistral chaplain of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta in 1998. Many of you are aware of Father Murray, as he has appeared as a commentator on religious topics on various television and radio outlets, including EWTN, Fox News, Fox Business News, MSNBC, Radio Maria, Relevant Radio, and The Voice of America. He also has a monthly column at the Catholic Thing website. Father Murray is fluent in French, Spanish, Italian, and a working knowledge of Portuguese. He served as a U.S. Naval Reserve Chaplain Corps from 1994 to 2005. Father Murray will speak to us today on why go to confession and why go regularly. I believe Father Murray is extremely well prepared to discuss the issue of confession, as he had the dubious honor of sitting next to me on a flight to Lourdes a few years back. So he has served his penance already. With that, we can turn our topic over to Father Murray.
Thank you, Chris. Well, what a wonderful day to be with the Knights and Dames of Malta to discuss the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of confession, also known as the sacrament of reconciliation. Because today, as being Ash Wednesday, it's the beginning of this 40-day period of penance in the life of the Church, when each Christian is called to examine their conscience, to reflect on how they have offended God, and then to reflect even more about the mercy of God, how good He is, and how He forgives us our sin. But let's look at the sacrament of confession and its value and importance. The Church teaches that the original sacrament, or the first sacrament of forgiveness of sins, is baptism, because that is the sacrament which forgives all sins committed up to that time. Now, most of us were baptized as infants, so it was only original sin that was forgiven. But for an adult, if an adult is baptized, they don't have to go to confession. They don't have to tell their sins. Those sins are forgiven by receiving the sacrament of baptism. Now, they must repent of them, and that must be clear that they have. But sacramental confession is only for those sins committed after baptism. It is the sacrament that Christ gave to the apostles when he told them, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you hold bound, they are held bound. The effect of baptism gives us grace, but it doesn't eliminate concupiscence and weakness. So people have a tendency to sin by virtue of the wound of original sin. And we know from our own experience that we are not perfect. In fact, one of the nice things about being pastor of a parish in Manhattan is that we draw from a wide range of people who happen to be here, either living here or visiting. And many of them do come to church seeking the sacrament of confession. Here at my parish at Holy Family, we have confessions every day. Likewise, over at St. Patrick's Cathedral, confessions are heard every day, and lots of people go to confession. And in doing so, the priest is inspired because he sees the work of grace in our souls. I want to quote from a few sections from the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which explains the nature of confession, and then afterwards we'll conclude with a discussion of why it's so important for a Knight or Dame of Malta to regularly practice the sacrament of confession. So the elements of confession, there are two essential elements of this sacrament. The first is the acts of the penitent. who comes to repentance through the action of the Holy Spirit. And the second is the absolution of the priest, who in the name of Christ grants forgiveness and determines the ways of making satisfaction. So the penitent who comes to repent of his sins doesn't do it on his own. It is a response to the action of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God that's pushing us to conversion. The Lord who sent out the apostles to preach repentance acts through the Holy Spirit in our souls. And the Holy Spirit inspires in us a hatred for sin and a desire to be forgiven. The priest's action is essential because in forgiving the sins, Christ gave a particular sacrament to the apostles, which is then passed on through ordination to their successors, all the bishops and priests of the church. And they have this power to grant forgiveness in the name of Christ. And it's interesting, when the priest absolves, he says, "I absolve you." He speaks in the name of Christ. He's acting in Christ's person in forgiving sins. And that forgiveness means the wiping away of those sins. We are no longer held bound by what we have done that has offended Almighty God. Now, what does a penitent need to do in order to make a good confession? There are some elements. The first is a careful examination of conscience. The second is to have contrition, which also means repentance. And the contrition can be perfect, which is what we're striving for, perfect when it is motivated by love of God, or it is imperfect if it rests on other motives, which include the determination not to sin again. So we say perfect contrition is, I regret my sins because I have offended God. And imperfect contrition is, I regret my sins because I'm afraid I'll go to hell if I die in them. Both of those are worthy motives, but the most worthy motive is, of course, to recognize not what our sin does to us, but how it offends God. And, of course, when we do offend God, it has a negative result for us, which could include eternal damnation if we were to die in serious or mortal sin. So we examine our conscience. We have sorrow for our sins. The third element is that we tell the sins to the priest. And this, of course, is the essential act of confessing, making known our sins to the priest. And this is because the priest has to hear the sins and then make a judgment that we are in fact contrite, that we have true sorrow for our sins, and that we have the intention not to commit them again. This is a very important part of confession, that we to confess these sins not simply to be rid of them in the past, but also to state our intention not to fall into them again in the future. Confession, meaning the telling of the sins, can be a little daunting. And I remember the good advice given to me years ago, which is tell the big sins first and then go to the little ones. Sometimes people have the other approach where they'll say a few small sins, then say the big sin in the middle, and who knows, maybe they think the priest won't pay attention, won't hear it, won't refer to it in his words afterwards. But there's no need to be afraid. God already knows our sins. Telling them is part of this movement of the soul, which is to recognize our responsibility for those sins and then to have a positive hatred for them so that we will love God and hate sin. So we tell our sins to the priest. We should never hide a sin. And in fact, it is a serious sin to hide a mortal sin during confession. So if we confess our sins and say, I'm sorry for these and all my sins, but we've hidden one intentionally, then that invalidates the confession. It is not a valid or good confession if we hide any mortal sin. Now, this is different than forgetting a sin. And when we talk to the children in CCD, we tell them, tell all the sins you can remember. And if you go to confession and afterwards you remember that you forgot one, well, say it the next time. You don't have to think that your confession was not valid because you forgot a sin. We're only held to confess that which we can remember. Now, the satisfaction is the final element. So we examine our conscience. We're sorry. We tell our sins. We have the firm purpose of amendment not to commit them again. And then we make satisfaction, which is the act of penance, the penance that a priest gives you, which is usually to say some prayers or to do a good work or to make a sacrifice. And what this is, it's the part that the penitent, the sinner, has in trying to repair the damage caused by sin. Now, Christ obtained perfect pardon for all of our sins, and through his merits and the merits of all the saints, total reparation has been made for the sins of mankind, but we have to join in that reparation by doing some small act, as the priest will direct us. I remember the priest where I went to college, and the Newman Center, he talked about satisfaction by using a vivid example. He said, if you take your car and drive over somebody's front lawn, and if it's in the spring and the ground is kind of muddy and wet, and you ruin the lawn, well, if you go back to apologize, it's not sufficient to say, I'm sorry, and then go away. You then have to fix that lawn. So you have to either help or get someone in there to replace the lawn that you've destroyed. It's similar with sin. We tell God we're sorry for our sins, and then we offer prayers and sacrifices and good works in order to make good the harm that was done to the mystical body of Christ by our sin. Now, what, strictly speaking, must we confess? Well, strictly speaking, what must be confessed is all grave sin, all mortal sin, which has not been confessed. And this we do after examining our conscience. So, sacrament of confession is for mortal sin. But it is also, venial sin is also good to confess. So if you don't have any mortal sins, and praise God, if that's the case, and we pray that that be the ordinary state of life for all of our knights and dames, but if someone has the misfortune to commit a mortal sin, he must confess that. So as I said earlier, it's only the ones that we can remember. So if we go to confession, confess a sin, and then remember another one later, simply tell it at the next confession. Now, venial sins, it's strongly recommended that we confess them. So if we only have venial sins, small sins, you're not under a strict obligation to confess them all because they can be forgiven by simply asking God's pardon. But it is good to confess them, as many as we can remember, because it helps us to identify those areas where we fall into sin and overcome our tendency toward evil, our tendency to fall into sin. So typically for Catholics in the state of grace and commit some small venial sins, maybe lying, hurting someone by speaking ill of them, being negligent in prayer, those kind of things. It's good to say those in confession because it reminds us that we've done these things, that we no longer want to do them. It will help focus our attention. It also allows the priest to give advice on perhaps new ways to overcome those sins, new ways to put aside those tendencies that we've fallen into and form some bad habits. Now, how often do we have to go to confession? If we have mortal sin, then we have to go at least once a year. And we also have to go every time we want to receive communion. If we have a mortal sin, we must confess that before we receive communion. So this is important to keep in mind. This is known as the Easter duty, which means that if someone has committed a mortal sin and is not receiving communion, the church says you can't keep going that way for the whole year. During the Easter season, Lent, or the season immediately after Easter, go to confession and then make a good communion. And that'll be a big help to try and avoid falling back into those sins. Now, for those who want to receive communion and may have committed a mortal sin, it's important that they not go to communion if they're conscious of any unconfessed sin. And therefore, they should take advantage of going to confession. So, all of those things having been said, let me conclude with a few thoughts about the value of confession. And this, again, brings me back to my college days. I went to Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, and we had a wonderful priest, Monsignor William Nolan. He was the priest there, and he encouraged the students to go to confession. He made himself available in the confessional there at college. So I remember one time confessions were being heard, and I was in the little chapel. It was the chapel of the Blessed Mother off the main chapel, and I went to confession. But while I was waiting, a friend of mine, a girl, was going to confession ahead of me. And then she came out of the confession box. It was my turn. But before I went in, she turned to me and said, "Boy, that's a load off my shoulders." And I smiled and said to her, "I know what you mean. That's precisely the beauty of the sacrament of penance. God lifts us out of the misery of our sins and gives us the joy and beauty of his grace. He gives us encouragement, and he gives us the certain knowledge that our sins are forgiven, because that's one of the benefits of the sacrament of penance. When you leave the confessional, you know that you no longer have to carry the burden of those sins that have been forgiven by the priest after you confess them. Going to confession, therefore, for a Notre Dame of Malta is another moment to experience joy as a Catholic and to better equip us, better give us strength, to be those apostles that knights and dames should be as they carry out the works of charity and the defense of the faith. I think many people who will know that you're a member of the Order of Malta will look up to you and say, oh, there's a Catholic who takes his faith seriously. Well, we need to do that not simply in the sense of the commitments we made when we joined the order and when we get involved in the works of the order, but also in that real dedication to living a full Catholic life, mass, confession, prayer, charitable works, sacrifices, bearing the cross with love. All of those things become easier when we're truly sorry for our sins and have the regular practice of confession. And I guess that'll be my final word this morning, dear knights and dames, that going to confession with frequency is a wonderful gift of God to you, and it's a sign of your love of God. So I would recommend once a month, that's 12 times a year. Some people go to confession every week. St. John Paul II had that practice, many of the saints. So you're welcome to do that too, but I would say try to go once a month. Around First Friday is always good, and ask the Lord to give you that grace and strength you need to truly live your vocation as a Catholic and as a member of the Order of Malta. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Father Murray. Very thoughtful and an extremely timely topic that you brought to us this morning. Truly appreciate that. I want to remind the group that Father Murray's comments have been recorded, and they will be available to you and any other member of the order who is interested in hearing them once more. I would encourage you to bring your friends to these calls if you can, and if they can't make it on the first Wednesday of each month, to take advantage of the recordings on the website. 4 weeks from today, on April 3rd, we'll have a talk presented by Father Owen Morin on why Easter is considered the most important feast in the liturgical year. I encourage you to attend and bring along your friends and family. Again, Father Murray, thank you very much. The best to you today and the best to all the members on this call.
Okay, thank you.